AccuWeather forecast, going to be partly cloudy, but then this afternoon, chance of scattered thunderstorms, high of about 72. Early this morning, a construction worker was heard on I-94 in Milwaukee. A semi-trailer truck hit a hydraulic lift. That worker taken to the hospital with chest, rib, and leg injuries, condition unknown. Semi at the time was hauling 76,000 pounds of bottled water. The impact split the trailer wide open. Load had to be removed, placed onto another truck before that scene could be cleared. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 39-year-old Town of Burlington resident Moises Franco with assaulting an emergency room assistant and a nurse. This happened at Aurora Memorial Hospital in Burlington back on August the 23rd. Criminal complaint says Franco was intoxicated when he punched the ER assistant and later urinated on the nurse. He'll be back in court at the end of the month. On Capitol Hill, Senate Democrats preparing to legislatively push for curbing guns a week after the mass shooting that occurred in Oregon.
Republicans controlling Congress have shown little interest in taking up measures promoting gun safety, and the Democratic effort has little chance of success. But their drive could keep the issue alive during next year's elections and complicate several GOP senators' reelection campaigns in closely divided states. Democrats say their push would include broadening background check requirements to cover all sales at gun shows and online. Republicans blocked similar legislation in 2013 after the massacre of young students and teachers in Newtown, Connecticut. Michael Toscano, Washington.
Eliminating UW-Madison's cap on out-of-state students was on the agenda for a Board of Regents committee today. System right now caps the number of out-of-state undergraduate students at 27.5% of the undergraduate population at each campus. Officials at Madison want to eliminate their cap for 4 years, beginning in the fall of next year. That to generate revenue for the school as it grapples with budget cuts, though officials insist the move is really about bolstering Wisconsin's workforce as in-state enrollment continues to decline. Republican state legislators proposing a number of changes to the campaign finance rules.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the changes include doubling contribution limits to candidates and creating clear guidelines for when campaigns and outside groups can coordinate on issue advocacy.
It protects a free and vigorous debate of candidates and the issues.
Critics contend the plan essentially removes any state control over special interest spending. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And mark it down December the 4th, the Racine County Food Bank to once again benefit from an appearance by the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train, which will make its annual stop at the Sturtevant Station between 5:30 and 6 p.m. That is a Friday. Live music, all kinds of donations, food especially, but also monetary donations are welcome. Racine County Judge Eugene Gasarkevich has sentenced 43-year-old Michelle Lopez to 10 years in prison, then 5 years of extended supervision. That for participating with her husband in the sexual assault of a girl between 2009 and early 2013. Earlier this year, the husband, Domingo Lopez, got a 15-year prison term and 10 years of supervised release. The charging document said the couple made the girl participate with them in sexual activities. Huge Amazon Fulfillment Center in Kenosha is along the interstate. It opened its doors to local and state officials for the first time officially after the place had been open and operating since earlier in the year. On hand, Mayor Keith Bosman said Amazon delivers, in his words, in a much broader sense. He recalled the first meeting he ever had with company officials in 2014.
And we talked, and we just, you know, had a good face-to-face. And they talked about the development that was going to come to Kenosha, the 1 million, now 1.5 million square feet of development, the investment in Kenosha, the iconic brand right here on I-94 that we're very proud of, cutting-edge technology that we will see here today. And jobs, jobs, jobs.
Everybody got a tour of the 1 million square foot facility, but of course Amazon's also building a 500,000 square foot center called the Sortation Center. All total, the investment, nearly $250 million. And if you're planning on baking a pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving, you better get your canned pumpkins soon. The main supplier in this country is Libby's. It says there's been an unusually wet June, which led to a shortage of the tasty filling. And as a result, you're advised to buy the stuff now. The pumpkin harvest usually runs from the end of August into the next month, the early part of it. But it ended this year on Tuesday. About 90% of the pumpkins for canning coming out of Illinois, heavy rain earlier in the season affecting the supply of pumpkin. The man arrested for operating the school bus while intoxicated this week in western Racine County and driving into a cornfield he no longer has that job. SNL Bus Service Incorporated in Waterford terminating the longtime employment of 38-year-old Jason Stahlbaum after the incident this week. Sheriff's Department had a citizen observing the school bus leaving Buena Park Road, going into the cornfield, and coming back out with some of the corn stalks hanging from the undercarriage. Safety is our number one priority, according to bus company co-owner Julie Johnson, who says a new driver was on the route as of yesterday. A police dispatcher up in Green Bay helping a frantic teenage driver who called 911. The accelerator on her car had stuck, and all she could do was hang on to the steering wheel. 16-year-old Olivia Crooks hearing a crack after driving out of her high school's parking lot. The car sped along. Olivia called 911, got dispatcher Julia Roback. The girl drove out to a cul-de-sac to go around and around in circles until the car ran out of gas. Police later arriving, turning off the vehicle. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley today announcing a $10 million federal grant to build on and enhance the county's successful Pathways to Responsible Fatherhood project. Milwaukee County, the only U.S. child support agency to receive and to administer the grant, $2 million each of the next 5 years with help from community organizations. Abley says in the first 3 years of the program, more than 6,000 Milwaukee-area fathers have been helped. And there appears to be a growing movement in the Wisconsin legislature involving members of both parties to remove most 17-year-olds from adult court and to have their first-time nonviolent cases shifted back to juvenile court. 16 additional legislators have now co-sponsored the same bill, known by supporters as Second Chance, which is also backed by the Wisconsin Bar Association. There was a fire early this morning in the basement of a home at 4134 Erie Street in Racine, forced the occupants to flee along with their pets after thick smoke had filled the structure. This is about 1 o'clock. City fire crews got there, confirmed there were flames in the basement, put them out in a fairly short amount of time. The damage estimate, about $9,000. How the fire began, still under investigation. Last night, Caledonia fire crews were called out to 2815 Indian Trail, a reported house fire. A police officer got to the scene first, said that everybody was out okay, but there was a lot of smoke. The fire was in the stove. The flames extinguished within minutes by crews getting to that location. Two of the home's occupants did get medical care because of breathing problems. October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Doug Johnson's with the American Bankers Association, and he's got a couple of tips to help protect you from becoming a victim of cybercrime.
Don't keep papers around which have passwords, IDs, account numbers, those things. Keep an eye out for missing mail.
And he says you should really especially keep track on your electronic items. Make sure they're protected.
Make sure you keep your computer up to date in terms of malicious software, virus protections, and the like. And obviously protect your mobile devices as well in the same manner.
The American Bankers Association website has different kinds of tips on how to protect yourself from cyber crimes. Weekly jobless claims better than most analysts expected. The U.S. Labor Department today reporting a total of 263,000 initial claims last week. That is a drop of almost 13,000 from the week before, and it's less than the 274,000 that had been predicted. Biggest jump in initial claims coming out of Michigan, Illinois, New York, and New Jersey. Steepest decreases documented in Kansas, Georgia, South Carolina, Missouri, and Texas. The Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters has moved a town hall meeting in Caledonia tonight. It's at 6 o'clock. It's about reported health concerns related to the Oak Creek Power Plant. It had been scheduled at the Eastside Community Center. It has been shifted over now to the shelter at Crawford Park, which is east of the Kmart at 4 Mile and Douglas. The group's information about the event tonight says it will include more than a dozen affected families who will be telling their stories, and there'll be focus on efforts by the league to advocate for EPA's Clean Power Plan. The agenda for tonight's regular meeting of the Board of Trustees for the Village of Elmwood Park includes a charter ordinance for trustee positions to be numbered. That would eliminate at-large elections. There's the 2016 budget proposal, a presentation about 2016 fire services by the South Shore Fire Department, and a closed session about the clerk treasurer and building inspector positions, followed by a return to open session for any motions made behind closed doors. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is inviting students from Carthage College, UW Parkside, and Gateway Technical College to join her in a roundtable discussion next week about the cost of higher education. That gathering will take place at Parkside 1 week from today at 11:30 in the morning. It'll be at Wiley Hall's Gulf Breath Conference Room. Paying for a college or university education, according to Baldwin, is still a great challenge for many students. Volkswagen looking at financial compensation and potential buybacks for customers affected by the emission scandal.
We look very intensively into the customer remedies and what we need to do the customers, and there will be the first scenarios on the table.
Volkswagen's top U.S. executive Michael Horn apologizing to a House committee today for the emissions cheating devices that have rocked the German automaker. Our AccuWeather forecast, the rest of this day, going to be a chance of scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high 72. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.